Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Big game of the week is the biggest game of the weekend. Everybody was looking forward to it. I'm going to be honest. You know, I'm not going to sit here and lie in front. I picked Green Bay. I was shocked. I was as stunned as anyone else.
I would hope that you wouldn't consider it's on tape from Friday.
Well, right. Okay. Everything's not funny.
No, but I'm not funny. How in the world could you come up today and act like you didn't? It's on tape. You picked
them. Oh, no, right. No.
That's what I meant.
But Tampa Bay just put it on them. 38-10. I don't know if I've ever seen Aaron Rodgers look so bad. He was 11 for 26. Passer rating of like something crazy. Let me get his numbers. It was horrific. Two interceptions. First two interceptions of the year. He had the pick six that really got it rolling. They start off, I thought it might be a route the other way. Green Bay up 10-0 after the first quarter. And then Rodgers fell apart. Passer rating 35.4. Second lowest in a game in his career that he played the whole game and didn't leave with injury. 160 yards, no touchdowns, two picks. Here's what Rodgers said about the game.
You don't ever want to lose like this. I feel like we needed a little bit of a wake-up call at some point this season because things have been so good. And there's been so much talk maybe outside the building about the ease with which we're, you know, moving the ball on offense and scoring. And, you know, I think we need to kind of a kick in the ass a little bit as a little bit of a wake up to stop feeling ourselves so much and get back to the things that got us this position. And I think this would be, unfortunately, but fortunately, something we can really grow from.
Yeah, I think wake up call is one way to put it. But I think Rodgers needed the wake-up call as much as anybody else. Rodgers needed the slap in the face, the humbling, like everybody else. Aaron Rodgers was the one a week ago to say, a bad season for me is a good season for most quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers needed the humbling like anyone else. And I tell you what, Rob, look, Aaron Rodgers, you know I think he's great. Obviously a first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it. But I felt like watching that game, I saw the things that have made Tom Brady a six-time Super Bowl champion and the things that have made Aaron Rodgers a guy that hasn't gotten back to the Super Bowl in a decade. Not that there aren't other factors. Obviously, Brady's had a great coach in Belichick. He had the great defenses. Rodgers' defenses have at times let him down. But on the Brady side, you know, he didn't throw for 400 yards. He threw for 166. Nothing special. But two touchdowns, no interceptions. And what I mean by what I saw from him, I saw, you mock me, but it's true. Anyone who knows the position knows that quarterbacking is not just about physical ability. The two best quarterbacks we've ever seen, Tom Brady and Joe Montana, it wasn't about their physical gifts. Obviously, they had some, but they weren't the most gifted physically. But the intangibles, the mental game, the leadership, being able to galvanize a team, and Tom Brady, we saw a week ago, going off on his offensive linemen about the penalties. They were a mess, and we knew Bruce Arians ain't going to be the one to clean this up. This is what he does. He runs a loose ship. But Tom Brady, part of his job was to come in there and put his personality on that team, teach them about winning. And sure enough, a week later, yesterday, they become the first team this season to go a full game with no penalties. I attribute a lot of that to Tom Brady. Then the pass, the touchdown pass to Gronk, perfectly thrown. Make no mistakes. The defense is running roughshod over Green Bay. He makes no mistakes. Leadership, no mistakes, perfectly thrown pass when it needs to be. On the other hand, look, Aaron Rodgers was great in that Super Bowl in 2010. Three touchdowns, just fantastic. But, man, he's had a lot of big games where he just didn't get it done. And I know this wasn't a playoff game, but it still was a big game. Everything was touted. Brady versus Rodgers. Let's see if Tampa Bay's for real. And Aaron Rodgers wets the bed. Because it wasn't just, I mean, the pick six was bad enough, but that happens. It's happened to Brady, obviously, several times. Then the following pick, I mean, that's bad enough, but it happens. But after that, he looked shook. He misses Mercedes Lewis wide open for a sure touchdown. He underthrows Valdez Scantling later. He has a delay of game that Troy Aikman even said on the broadcast is on Aaron Rodgers. He looked shook. And I'm saying, I've said it before, his performances in NFC title games is not good. How a guy that hardly ever throws interceptions in four NFC title games, he's got six TDs and seven picks. And there are times when the great Aaron Rodgers, when the lights are bright, he gets shook. That's what I took away from yesterday.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Speaking of a hole, the Cleveland Browns, they stepped up in competition with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I expected them to lose, Rob, but I thought it'd be a good game. I really thought the Browns would, you know, play them close. And it was just ugly from beginning to end. 38-7. I love the quote from Mike Tomlin, Steelers coach, afterwards. That was varsity ball right there. That's a shot. He didn't say it, you know, mention the Browns, but that's a shot at them. We know this was a grudge match, right? First time they're meeting with Myles Garrett on the field since he hit Mason Rudolph, the Steelers quarterback, last year with the helmet. And because of that, obviously Pittsburgh, you know, you're motivated by that. It gives you a little extra adrenaline. But I thought it would do it for the Browns too, and it didn't. they got crushed. And Baker Mayfield, Rob, bad. I know he had the rib injury that he entered the game with, but look, you play, there's no excuses. You know, if you're hurt and you can't play, you don't play. But once you get out on the field, you can't, there's no excuses. 10 for 18, 119 yards, Rob, a touchdown, two picks. Where you at on maybe beyond the Browns, who are still 4-2, Baker?
I think they have to seriously look at Baker and figure out really what he is and if he can get to, you know, where they're trying to go. All I know is when he won those games a couple of years ago at the end of the season and everybody was ranting and raving and they beat up Cincinnati a couple games.
Including
put
him.
Put up 500 yards. And then they got all these weapons and everybody was ranting, oh, this is not going to be fair. Oh, my God, how are they going to get stopped? They went from not making the playoffs to going to the Super Bowl. I just remember all that craziness. And last year didn't happen. And even this year, okay, they got off to the 4-1 start. I never thought they had a chance to go to Pittsburgh and win that game. I just didn't think they were good enough. But I think they have a dilemma on their hands. I don't think he has delivered as advertised. And
remember,
it ain't just one bad game.
In the draft,
right, it ain't just one game. Take a look at some of these numbers, and they're just not good enough.
I don't think it's a dilemma because I think you had – look, obviously you want to try to make the playoffs. Look, seven teams now from each conference. Maybe that'll help them. Obviously, they're the third-best team in their division behind Baltimore and Pittsburgh, who are both Super Bowl contenders. So at best they can sneak in maybe as that seventh team. That would be good for them. But I think, Rob, the rest of this season is about solving that dilemma, as you call it. Seeing what Baker Mayfield is. We know everywhere else offensively we're set. We got the receivers. We got the lines okay. And it could get better. It's okay. We got the running backs. The skill positions are set. We just need somebody to get them the football. That's it. And the rest of this season, if I'm the Cleveland Browns, is about finding out, is Baker that guy? I think they even got the coach finally. I like Kevin Stefanski. I think he's very good. So I think you're set there. So now it's just about figuring out what this guy is and, you know, Rob, in three of his games, I think yesterday was like 54% completions. In three of his games, he's completed in the below 60% of his passes. His completion percentage is 60.6. That's 29th in the league. Now, and that's the thing. In today's NFL, Rob, that ain't good. You know, a lot of people, yesteryear that was fine, right? Today's NFL where half of your passes are little dinks to the running backs. That ain't good. So this is what this is about to me. You don't say it to Baker. You know, you let him think he's fine, but you see what he's made of.
Yeah, the numbers are scary from the standpoint, and I agree with that. Those are just the numbers, and they're not good enough. And when you have all the weapons you have, you should be better. It's different when you don't have anything around you. You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely.
And you're trying to make something happen. But there's just way too much talent. Running backs, wide receivers, downfield, you know, middle of the field. You got sidelines. Yep. It's just about delivering the football.
And that's why they showed you, Rob, because obviously they got down early, so they couldn't just run, right? Because that's their formula. Which also says something about Baker, but that's smart, right? We got a great running game. We'll run the football and pass, you know, when we can. But you get down and you got to throw it. I know he only threw 18 times. It was such a rout. It was just ugly. And then he left the game. Some thought he got benched. He was hurt. The game was out of hand. You know, I don't think it was a benching at all. And the coach came out and said he'll start next week. But, Rob, I agree with you. And here's the other thing, Rob. We saw an animated Odell Beckham Jr. yesterday, right? You saw him on the sidelines ranting and raving. And I'm not mad at him. I like passion. You know, one thing about OBJ, and I got on him for Watchgate and Visorgate and Cleatgate, all that stuff. But I have not heard a teammate complain about him. Have you?
No, but I will say this, and I know he's played better this year. To me, the antics are getting old, and I understand being frustrated or whatever. He's been in the league for a few years now. Everybody gets frustrated. People have bad games. I think it's old to me. That's just
me. Well, I agree with you to this extent. I don't mind him, you know, getting on teammates, you know, trying, like one point he's trying to get the guys together. He's just talking loud and, you know, yelling. I don't think he was like berating anybody, but the kicking the stuff, that's childish.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you can control.
Like, you should grow out of that. He's been doing that for a while. He did it with the Giants, kicking the net. And I just think at some point, go out there, man, and play football, right? You can't control everything. Everything's not going to go your way. It was a bad day. There's frustration. I get that. I'm not even – and he wants to win. I don't even doubt that for 1 second. But if that was the way everybody responded or reacted, it just would be ugly. Be I mean, It'd right? Because everybody could say the same thing. Oh, well, I just want to win. Right. I'm frustrated. And everybody's kicking nets and balls around the field. And you know what I'm saying?
There's
and
then, no doubt and what do you that have? That bothers teammates.
Yeah.
Like I said, getting on guys, talking animated to guys, I'm fine with that. But you can't be kicking stuff, turning junk over. You know, no, stop that. But here's what I'm going to say, Rob. We saw OBJ with the Giants, you know, kind of talk about Eli, right? And Eli, we know he wasn't a tremendous regular season quarterback. It was a little bit later in his career when he was with OBJ. But, I mean, my goodness. He was better than Baker.
He would die to have Eli Manning back.
No doubt.
Like, he thought he was going to some better place, Fountain of Youth. You know what I mean? Like, at an old crusty quarterback
cool
on his
dude,
last
you
leg.
Know, they
yep.
cool, hip-hop,
he's on
all
every
that
other
junk.
Commercial. Oh, man, it's going to be awesome.
Some good commercials. I give him. If he was as good a quarterback as his commercials, because I like his commercials. Don't you think they're good? You're into that sort of thing. You don't think they're good?
No, they're all right. I mean, yeah. I just wish that he would have done less of them. You know, like, this time for all that. You're being paid handsomely. It just comes off when you're not playing well or not winning. It just comes off like, is that where you should be? Even though they're separate, they don't have anything
to
do with
the
schedule.
Yeah, they're done
in the
offseason.
I know that, but I'm just saying, like how they appear. I know they're not, like, he's taking off practice time to shoot a TV commercial. So I get that. But do you know what I mean? Like, Peyton Manning... He did commercials and stuff, and it's like, okay, well, let go on the Super
Bowl. Yeah, I mean, it's Peyton Manning. Right. I'll say this. I don't have a problem with him, but I'm surprised that they're still doing them. You know, because how long they been doing those progressives now? Like 3 years, I think.
Yeah, for a long time, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact that he hasn't kind of been that guy, I'm a little surprised at that. It'd be one thing if they were running locally, you know?
Yeah, but I just think maybe when they thought after last year that team was supposed to, so they felt like, well, we got a guy, you know what I mean? And that team was supposed to be so exciting, the national TV games, all that. Then that didn't work out. And then this year they got off to a good start. So I can kind of see why, you know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing, Rob. They are 4-2. And again, they've been shellacked by the two heavyweights on their schedule. But here's the thing. Those are the only two heavyweights on their schedule. And I'm talking about going forward. Like, the Browns' schedule, they could go 10-6. Here, you know, they obviously got Baltimore and Pittsburgh again. But they could actually go 10-6 without beating a team with a winning record. That's how light their schedule is. So they may make the playoffs. And that... you talked about a dilemma. That could make, that could be the dilemma, if anything. What if Baker, you know, continues to play relatively poorly, right? 61% of his completions, lower half of the league in beyond lower half, like really low on yards per game. You know, just not even mediocre, just okay. But they go 10-6. That's where it gets interesting because you're like, okay, we made the playoffs. Because, you know, they could make it. Three teams could make it. Now yeah, that but they got it, seven in the division.
But it's more than just making the playoffs. You have to take a look long term and look at where he is, what's going on.
Oh,
you know,
course.
we saw them fire Jim Caldwell in Detroit because making the playoffs and being 9-7. No, I'm just saying wasn't good enough. You know what I mean? So
but
I don't
for
know.
For the Browns to make the playoffs, so if the Browns I know Detroit's been horrible too. So that's
right.
You know,
no, I'm just saying like you might look at it. No, you wouldn't do it if they made the playoffs. Yeah, I don't doubt
I mean,
that
sir, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. The way this, that's ridiculous. But I get it because, you look, if you make the playoffs, you're 10-6. Obviously, you still can be like, okay, we're still not sure if this is our guy.
That's all
and
I'm
if,
saying.
If
right.
the opportunity
right.
comes, you know, if the opportunity presents itself in the draft or whatever where you can get a good quarterback, late first round, whatever it would be, you do it. But they're not out of this thing. They're not out of the playoff hunt and by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay, so here's the flip side real quick. All right, they got an eat cake schedule and they lose some of those games and don't make the playoffs. I think that'll spell the end. I think that'll doom them. You know what I mean? Like the
yeah,
schedule
I mean, they'll
set
just keep
for
him until they can get somebody better.
Right,
yeah,
that's what
yeah.
I mean.
You,
right.
No
if
question.
They, if they don't make it with an easy schedule ahead of them.
Right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hit it!
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Who's the black private dick?
Let it marinate for a little while.
Rod.
Damn right.
It is our man, Rod Woodson, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, also coached in the league. What's up, man? How are you?
Rod.
How you doing?
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
We are doing great, man. We are good.
Hey, Rob, we were just talking about, let's just jump in, Chris, with Baker Mayfield. And what's your take on him? And should the Browns start to think about maybe he's not that guy? Or do they have to give him more time? He has a ton of weapons. And the numbers just aren't good, Rod, when you look, when you look at him.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, if I'm a defense coordinator and I'm planning to get to the Cleveland Browns, you know, I'm going to stack the box. Even though they have weapons outside, I'm going to stack the box and say, I need Baker Mayfield to show me that he can beat me consistently throwing accurate passes to his playmakers. And to this point, he hasn't proven that to me, that he could do that. You know, can he be a franchise player? I mean, obviously, if you're rushing for 180 yards a game and you're winning those games, yes. But when they slow the running game down and you have to make plays in small windows with your arm, can he be that quarterback for you? And at this point in his career, I'm saying, no, he hasn't shown that he can be that guy. Can he turn into it? I'm not really sure. But, you know, I think you really have to think about that when you look at his play in his first several years, that he's been very inconsistent in throwing the football down the field.
Rod, let's get to one of your former teams, the Steelers. And, I mean, they obviously shellacked the Browns.
Balling.
Look, I picked them to make the playoffs. I thought, 8-8 last year with no quarterback. I thought they'd have a good year with Roethlisberger. But I got to be honest, I didn't think they were legit Super Bowl contenders. Did you or are you surprised as well about how good they are?
I'm not. I knew their defense was going to ball out. Because remember last year, Tua got hurt. When Tua got hurt, that kind of hurt the defensive line. Even though the defense played extremely well, I knew they were going to be better on the defensive side of football. And then to me, it was all about what was the running game going to look like. And, you know, if Ben's arm is good and he's strong, the passing game was just going to be better because Ben's a better quarterback. And we've seen that. Juju has looked way better this year. Claypool, it just looked like a stud, even though he went to Notre Dame.
Mapletron, is that what they call him? Mapletron?
They call him Mapletron. Mapletron.
He needs a better nickname than that.
Yeah, but the running game is going well. They're playing really good football. They're playing stingy football on the defensive side of it. And Ben is taking care of the ball. So I'm not surprised I'm surprised they're 5-0. But I'm not surprised they're winning football games.
Let me follow this up, Rob, if you don't mind. This takes nothing away from Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, who obviously were great players. But James Conner, 5 yards a carry, basically. We saw him, a couple years ago before he got hurt, was looking great. Now you got Chase Claypool, who you mentioned out of nowhere. Juju Smith-Schuster, obviously still doing his thing. I mean, they're just filling guys in, and they're kind of playing at a Pro Bowl level. What is that? Is that just the system there? That if anybody with pretty good talent they can put in there, or coaching, or you know, talk about that.
No, it's the culture. It's the culture that the Pittsburgh Steelers has in this organization. So I'm going, let's go back to Chuck Knoll. You know, it's the culture. They won Super Bowls. When I got there, we weren't that good. The culture was still there, though. Like, you either had to be a pro, perform at the level that the Pittsburgh Steelers thought you should perform, or you weren't going to be there. And we started winning. That culture is still there. Bill Cowher, you know, he gets his Super Bowl. He retires. They bring in Mike Tomlin, and he wins the Super Bowl. It's the culture. Now, they good coaches. I mean, they're a well-coached football team. But when you have a culture like that, and it starts with the front office, so it starts with the owners, and it trickles down to the playing field. When you have a culture like that, you can bring in players. And it's very similar to what Baltimore's done. They have that same culture, right, that you bring in some players. They're good players. Obviously, we know that all players in the National Football League have talent,
right,
or they wouldn't be here. So now you just got to have the right fit. And it fits your culture, that's when you win football games. And, you know, that's what I've seen in Pittsburgh before I got there, when I was there, and since I've been gone.
Our guest is Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer, of course, joining us here on The Odd Couple. Help me with Ron Rivera and his two-point try where he has a chance to tie the game with the Giants. And his quote is, "The only way to learn how to win is to play to win." Really? I'm going to be honest, yeah, okay?
I heard that.
All right, yeah. Rod, I won $600 because of this game yesterday. I had a three-team parlay, and I needed the Giants to win this game because I had the under, right? I had the under, and if it went to overtime, there was a chance I would wind up losing, and it worked out for me, but I thought it was dumb. Where are you on this?
It was I get – that, you know, Riverboat Ron, you know, I get that, right? But his team in Carolina, they were veterans, older team. They knew how to win. He knew that he can count on them. And we as players, like our coaches, to say, I believe in you. I believe in you. I'm going to give you those opportunities. But his team is young. They don't know how to win yet.
Right.
They have no idea what it feels like to win in Washington. So for him to put that onus on them now, I mean, I get the mindset he's trying to create. They're not ready for that, though, because they haven't won any games. And yes, he did show his players that he's going to believe in them and he's going to take those chances. But if you take those chances too often and you keep coming up short, you're going to get fired.
Yeah,
no doubt.
That's the truth.
I was stunned by that. I was stunned.
Right. Let me ask you.
Were you more stunned with that, or were you Romeo Cornell? Yeah.
Another one, both of those calls, and then Romeo Cornell, like take the extra point. What are you doing?
Because think of how much
they were up. They were up by eight, right? That would have made
them up. They would have been up by eight.
That's all you need.
They got to score on your defense and then get the two-point conversion.
Right.
That's tough to do.
Since a two-point conversion's been in place, no team in the history since it's been in place, up by seven has gone for two.
Nobody.
Wow.
Nobody's done that.
Because it doesn't make any any sense, Rod.
He's trying to impress the owners. He's trying to get the job.
But if you go up by eight, even if they score and get the 2 point.
Yeah. It was a bad call. It was a bad decision. And you can see it. I don't know if you saw it where he was getting ready to walk up to Watson on the bench, and Watson just kind of turned his head like, man, don't come up to me right now.
Oh, man, that's not a good sign.
Hey, real quick, could you as a quarterback go, we're not doing that. What? Like, I refuse to go out there because this makes no sense. Do you know what I'm saying?
I would have thought that the rest of the staff would have been like, Coach, we're up by seven, not we're up by six.
Right.
We're up by seven. We kicked the field goal. We kicked the extra point. We're up by eight. They got to score and make the two-point conversion.
And they don't beat you. Right, just to tie you, you don't lose the game. That's the big thing is that that would only tie the game. So why would you even do it?
Wow. Rod, I want to ask you this before you go. We got about a minute left. I watched that New England Denver game, and while I'm watching that game, all I'm thinking of, man, the importance of practice. And can you, as a guy that obviously played in the league, explain to the layperson that's never played in the NFL just how important it is? Because most people might think, you know the plays, you know, you're pros, you're in shape, you can do without. But it looked like they just needed practice.
Yeah, they were rusty. They didn't look good. Cam didn't look good. Cam threw the ball terrible in that game. But when I look at them, though, as a whole, as a football team, I'm going like, who are their weapons? Like, who do they have? Wow. They don't have anybody. Right. And, I mean, you know, we all talked about, you know, everybody wants to have – you need playmakers in the National Football League to win games. Now, I think Cam is a player – but he doesn't have a lot of weapons to throw the ball to. His running game is banged up, beat up. Sony's banged up and beat up. And, you know, I'm looking at the players even on the defensive side, like, I don't know any of these guys. Like, they have so many people opt out, and they were winning at first, but they just look really rusty. They need some practices back under their belt. The Buffalo Bills are the elite team in the AFC East. And believe it or not, the Miami Dolphins look good.
They do. Good job, Brian Flores. All right, Rod, thanks a lot as always, brother. Great stuff.
Hey, I miss you, brothers.
Yep. We'll see you, I hope, soon.
Hopefully down in Tampa, right? In February.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.